Okay, yes, sir.
Doing the type work the way that you break it down to them, and as you're showing them, and you're typing too, or they will be the ones that's taking it off the tape and showing how to get it up off the tape to get it into his book form.
Okay, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Clearly.
So all that knowledge that you have, everything that you've ever been dreaming about or conceiving in your mind is now becoming a reality.
That is true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That one hour nobody knew until the Lord God, the person of the Lord, the person of the Lord, the made known to you. This is the hour, and you do not have no hate towards no white people, because you've got to remember this here, that hate destroys the hater.
That's right. Hate kills the hater.
Everybody, no matter what race, creed, or color that they were, although when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching who was the Jesus, he was only sent to talk to one set of people. But after he went away, then when the Holy Spirit came, then it was time for this knowledge to be spoken again to everybody, Jews, Gentiles, and whatever nationality.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So that those ones that are all those other nationalities and religions, those ones who know that Islam is the truth, will be able to come over here and not feel as if we're going to try to chop their heads off.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I'm the one that says, now it's time to talk this truth to everybody.
Okay, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Understand.
Not nobody else. I'm the one that passed the okay of the word to talk to, that this knowledge now is for everybody, no matter what race, creed, or color that you are. Everybody have a right to have this knowledge, even a rat, cat, the snake, and a dog.
Come on with that.
But it couldn't be did that way when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was there in front of the people, because it didn't say that Jesus talked to everybody. Jesus said that some of his wasn't going to give that knowledge to the dogs.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't cast among the swine.
Those people that Jesus called a dog, that nationality that Jesus called a dog, after he went away and the Holy Spirit come, then the Holy Spirit would bless them, and they would be, then his disciples would be blessed to teach to the dogs.
Oh, yes, sir.
People.
That's
you
right.
You understand what I'm saying? But not why Jesus is here. No, this knowledge is not to be taught to them.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
He held that knowledge back, brother.
And that's one reason when Moses came for his peoples. And only any time that anybody came to do any works of God, he came for one nationality of peoples.
Yes, sir.
You understand? And other people that were sitting out there watching that was kind of hip to it, they followed behind because they knew it was real.
Uh-huh, yes.
They didn't intermingle with that, with the peoples of God.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Understand, brother.
So, okay, so this is what you got to work with, and you're taking a look at whether or not God, the President of Master Water Deep Muhammad, has you to work with, and we got to get the brother, if Brother Azam al-Sif al-Jabari is ready to come to God, the President of Master Water Deep Muhammad, if Brother Azam al-Jabari has him ready to come this way, that's why you got to look in the paper to find out what type of places there is to rent, because in many of the places up here, Brother Azam al-Sif al-Jabari and the sister that's with him, and you and the sister with you, just by y'all having two close associates, by you having a close associate, he having a close associate, y'all can move together in that dwelling, though, that place there, and his funds will cover the rent. And he's got the Section 8 thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So therefore, we have to work that particular time, work that particular thing out until we get to the level of the understanding of one body, one mind, and one soul into one dwelling. But everybody has to work at that particular thing right now. And that's not the particular time. Just, you know, this way you are right now, you're the first male beside the last of the so-called Calvin.
Yes, sir.
Walking around in that house there with him sisters that I don't bother that.
Oh, yes, sir.
We don't have none of that. Seriously.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you have the person that you would have to do that would have to be one that about God, the person that the Black Mama, the best of the best of the Black Mama, has trained for that particular kind of thing.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Understand.
The negative of it when we tried to utilize it was Brother Anthony Mama's so called Benny Powell.
Oh, yes, sir.
And if he would have been blessed to be in that position where you was at, what he was fixing to do to them churches is all not be a book written.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, the negative before the positive.
Yes, sir. But now he's in a place where he has to learn and study now and be brought up and understand this here new knowledge. Because you know how he was, that's another thing, too, brother. You want to be able to give them that, to get that knowledge of where, get the place where Sister Asher Mama so-called Granada is at?
Granada?
Yeah, that's her name. Yeah, we got to get back in contact with her no matter how she feels. And write to her, let the sisters write to her.
Oh, Sister Anthem Sandra. Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, Sandra Granada.
Oh, yes, I will call her.
Let these sisters, the one that used to live on Omega Street or something, or Omega Coat.
Wherever she's at, I had a phone number, my brother.
Yeah, well, you got to get back into contact with her through this particular thing, not for no love relationship, but for the understanding of it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, because she has a role that she has to play, too.
Yes, sir.
And she have a page that she has to turn, but she can't turn the page herself. Allow God, the Holy Spirit, has to turn it.
Okay, yes, sir. I understand.
All praise due to allow God. And so, therefore, don't forget to take some of the pictures to the house.
Okay, I sure will, my brother.
Pictures that the sisters have there. Did you see the ones where they turned the man and was trying to pick up into that replica of that UFO?
Oh, the picture of what?
No, say no.
Okay.
You didn't show him those pictures?
He haven't seen the pictures yet, my brother.
Well, what I used to draw that picture of the scout ships and stuff.
Oh, yes, sir.
But when the sisters went down there, the road, then when they were coming back, I had them stop by Roswell and to go in there and see the replica of the UFO crash and the little people that they had found near the craft. Uh-huh. And so the sister asked them, so God, Donna turned the man, so that, but they were also talking to the people. That was the same thing I was telling you about not too long ago, where they took some pictures of the replica of what the craft looked like.
Oh, yes, sir.
So the people, so that they could, while the sister asked them, so God, Donna, all up into the craft and stuff, and they got the pictures right there with them.
I see it right now, my brother.
Oh, you're looking at it right
yes,
now?
Yes, sir. I see the UFO, and I see the so-called replica.
Yeah, you seen the little people that were laying around?
Yes, sir. The white hair and the silvery body.
Yes, sir. With the little surgical lens sewed over
there. And the different colors of the UFO fighter.
Yes, sir.
That speed, they call it a speed demon.
Yes, sir.
But that's...
You have to work now.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. I said I have something to work with. That's right.
That's right.
To take them pictures there?
Huh?
To take them pictures there?
Take the pictures so she can see. Let them see what the sister looks like, what she's going to look like.
Okay, yes.
And you give a people out what her so-called daughter is going to look like.
Yes, sir.
When they come this particular way, if it's the will of an God, the person that's the one to see for our mama, this
okay.
Is the most unbelievable mama.
Brother Master Jay.
Yes, sir.
Make this clear to the sister about these pictures real quick and meet again because I feel something right here. Go ahead, sister. May I explain it one more time?
You're talking about the pictures that we have of us in the white gowns, right, sir?
Yes, sir. Those pictures. You don't want no other pictures but the pictures of you in the white gowns.
Yes, sir.
White gowns.
You understand? Because you want the pictures with 1,000 words.
Yes. Yeah, they were showing me with a red and a white. Now I understood. You said white gowns.
Right. You're trying to get our UFO picture.
I don't want the UFO picture. I want what you want to give me.
Yes, sir. Well, you can let him take him with him and bring him back.
You can let him. Yes, sir.
Just look at him a little more.
Yes, sir.
You know, but don't give him up. Oh, no, but y'all not dressed right for him to take the picture.
No,
all right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Allah God and Prince of Master Wasti Fire Muhammad, Master Mazanam Elijah Muhammad, to the remote control unit, Master J Man, sir. Now, you sent those pictures back in the white gowns because I have a set of those pictures, but I was going to send them to Ansley Mama, so called Benny.
What was his take?
Okay, but.
Did you send them back?
I'm sending the other pictures back to you.
Okay, well, I can wait to send him to Aunt So-Called Benny because the brother's coming back next weekend. I can give him a couple of pictures.
Give him a couple of pictures.
All right.
One picture to brother Aunt So-Called Benny Powell.
All right, yes, sir.
Send him one in the white gown.
All right, yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Then get one off to him as soon as you possibly can to brother Aunt So-Called Benny Powell.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Sir, all I got in the presence of Master Wasti Fire Muhammad and Master Mazan Elijah Muhammad, I'm going to call his attorney tomorrow because the brother's not getting his mail, so maybe we might have to do it that way.
It's a long time to get there.
All right, yes, sir.
He's got to go through too many zoning processes.
All right.
You understand? He's impatient.
Okay, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's that other part that's impatient. That's not the real brother. I'm going to talk about Billy Powell.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So, but now you know what we got to do, and you got to remember next weekend, Brother Azamah, the so-called Abraham Kadus, don't let Brother Azamah, the so-called Jabari, die from you. You got to work with him and bring him this way.
Yes, I'll be on him.
Yes, sir. And you also try to make sure that John, you got to stay up on that John person, Brother Azamah, the so-called John, in those places down there in Valley Joe.
Okay, now they're going to remind me about the John, because I hear the name, and they say I see him, but I can't picture him in my mind right now.
Okay, yes, sir. Did you meet Sister Azamah, the so-called KK in there?
Yes, sir.
He didn't actually get the opportunity to introduce his brother because the minister called a meeting for it, all the MGT and FOI.
Okay, well, yes, sir. The next time you come next weekend anyway, then you got to come through here and come with Mother Superior and visit his brother and Mama so-called Radcliffe.
Yes, sir. I would love to do that.
You're going to have to start going in between these floors up here to visit.
Yes, okay,
sir.
Yes, sir.
He spoke with the brother last night.
I spoke with him last night, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I think he had tears in his eyes the way he was talking. We really got to talk. He was still having, he think a lot of first master, most time through the from the Master J through, and some I'm so-called Caduce.
Yes, sir, because this is what he had dreamed of when he was up there.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yes, sir.
And this is what a lot of people dream of. That's why it's time now to bring all these answers in that's laying out there laden in the grave that might be doing things they have no business doing. See, you don't have to do no stealing.
Oh, yes, sir.
You don't have to do no wrong.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And we're not here to have no hate. We're here to sing the wonderful song.
Yes.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Come on with that truth.
We got to go through the temple. We got to go down through there and come through that door.
Oh, yes, sir. Let me say this, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
A lot of person, Master, he had me to stand up, and I gave him, and said, Muhammad, so-called Charles E. X. Thompson.
Yes, sir.
And I asked him a few questions. I asked him about when he was on the islands, when he's talking about when the French and the Europeans went into the sisters on them islands over there before they came over here to the so-called United States.
Yes, sir.
The land of sin. That did they cut out the tongues of our forefathers? And he agreed.
Yes, sir. But understand this here. You got to remember this here. You don't want to press him.
Don't want to what?
You don't want to press the minister.
Oh, yes. Don't press him.
Don't press the minister. Let the minister come to you.
Yes. Okay,
just
yes.
Every now and then drop a few seeds and let him know that you know what he know and more than he know.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Little by little.
And then you utilize the science. You see how the brothers, when they come to talk to me, how they are imitating.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And don't push it. Don't press the minister in front of his... In front of the little believers.
Okay, I will not question him in front of the believer. I will be by myself with him.
Yeah, because then you start creating and alienating this.
The ego trip.
Yeah, we don't want that. It's time for me to go back to the single cell of life.
Sajalalahu.
Sajalalahu.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Sajalalahu.
Sajalalahu.
And I love y'all. Be sure that there's a bunch that run all night down here.
All right. Yes, sir.
Sajalalahu, and
Assalamu alaikum
to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan.
Yes,
Sajalalahu. And Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan.
Master Plan.
Of the year of our Lord and Holy Spirit.
Love
all
right. We love
you. Yes, y'all.
Yeah.
Yes, so see, that's I didn't beautiful. Want to say anything.
Okay, listen, I have to that's say beautiful. This like quick before. He said.
Upon speaking with the Master J.J. being February 13th, 1994, Sajalalahu.